Welcome everybody to the Open Space Trust Fund Committee meeting. We first on the agenda is time for public comment. Do we have any members of the public in attendance that would like to comment?
Not that I'm aware
Doesn't
of. We could do just introductions to
Looks like
get a roll
just
call of who's here.
sure. I can go. This is Benyon Gardner. I'm chair, board member.
I'm Joshua Landvatter. I am a board member.
Deborah Gatchel, board member, District 2.
And then we have
Hi.
somebody. Go ahead.
Yes, this is me, Angela Gong. I'm calling in because I'm actually hiking through Zion right now.
Angela,
Wow.
you were amazing.
Well, I wanted to be here. This is important.
That's dedication.
Yeah, way to go. And what a great place to multitask from.
Well, especially for open space.
Yeah.
Let's do staff introductions, starting with Dave.
Dave Johnson with the DA's office.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Lisa O'Brien with the real estate division.
Lauren.
Lauren Brady, Salt Lake County Parks and Rec Community Engagement.
And who are you, sir, in the green? I'm totally joking.
I'm totally kidding. Not a member of the public. My name is Brad Potter. I'm with Parks and Recreation with the county as the project manager.
He's our newest project manager, and he comes as a background in planning. But he also has a background in open space. So we're really excited to have Brad on our team. And then in
Thank
attendance
you.
Here in the office.
Heidi Shegrood, I'm a park planner.
Jennifer Goodman, board coordinator.
Julie Peck-Dabbling, associate director of planning and project development for Salt Lake County Parks and Rec.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. Next item on the agenda is to review and approve our draft minutes from the last meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review those? Were there any comments or questions? Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion on our minutes to approve those?
Motion.
Okay. Josh has made a motion to approve our meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Deborah seconded that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. I heard enough eyes there for us to approve that. So we will move on. And Julie, I think I'll turn it back over to you to kind of lead
okay.
how you've organized, to discuss these properties.
Okay. The first item I want to just share with you is that it is time. It is every 10 years, Salt Lake County has had a bond election to fund recreation and parks. This is based on the zoo arts and parks. I'm going to use the wrong word, David Johnson, referendum, or the vote that comes every 10 years for the voters to approve continuing the small percentage, I think it's 0.1% that goes to zoo arts and park and recreation within the county. That happened last last election, general election. And so now it is time where we typically have consideration to fund a number of projects. And that can only happen through a bond rather than, you know, funding just so many based on the amount of money we got the previous year or the previous year. To be able to do all of them, we have to go to a bond. And one of the requisites in ordinance is that there is an independent advisory board that comes together basically once every 10 years. So this is a one-time opportunity to review all proposals that will come forth to be funded through that recreation process. Now, in the ordinance, it states that representation comes from the public at large, comes from mayors or the cities, representation from our Parks and Rec Advisory Board, and representation from our Open Space Board, if anyone would be so interested. The focus will, to be honest with you, will likely not at all be open space. And that's because there is a significant amount of money in the open space fund and will continue to be through the Greenbelt rollback money that we get that the state enacted, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago. So these will be other projects. They will be park improvement projects. They may be rec centers or ice centers. We don't know what cities will put together. We have an idea of what we believe should be funded, and we will be applying as well, like Salt Lake County Planning. Heidi and Brad and I and our team will be putting together a few applications. Then this independent advisory board hears all of them and makes recommendations to the mayor and council on what to fund.
Could this include trail expansion within certain areas?
It could. Some of our open space money can also be used for open space and trail improvements.
Okay.
But that's almost, I mean, in a future meeting, we can have a discussion about open space funding, and I can bring you up to speed with David's help about the various pots of money, because some monies can be used for maintenance and for trails. Other pots are more for only restoration and acquisition. We got a lot of money in acquisition, and that's why we're going to be meeting more throughout this year.
So what I understand is you're asking for someone to offer themselves as tribute to go to a set of meetings where we don't have much influence or say because we have our own money.
No.
You do get a vote.
You have great influence.
Yes.
You have a lot of power. Just you not can, on open space.
It just, all I'm saying is I don't foresee a lot of open space applications through this pot of money. Because we have a lot of, there is a lot of other money for open space, and there's a lot of demand to finish out parks, finish out some, to look at different phases, like we've thought about the phase two for Butterfield out there because it's been wildly popular. There's a land acquisition potential. There's ice and recreation centers. That's mostly what I've heard about. But, I mean, an open space application could come forth. The biggest focal point of the recreation bond is that it has to be regional in nature. Whatever is being applied for has to be considered regional. It is not for my little neighborhood park, which is a really wonderful component of a community. And there are sources of funds that the county has. It's not open space. It's not rec bond, but it is like, we call it the track fund, which is a different, that stands for tourism, recreation, culture, and convention taxes. So it's like room tax and car rental tax and a small restaurant tax. And the cities often apply for their smaller projects through that. But this one is supposed to fund larger projects that are larger in scope that have a greater impact. Like I think a lot of open space or regional parks are. But
is
yeah.
Is this nesting to a larger master plan? Or is this creating the master plan?
No, we have a master plan. And we will send that to you because that was just presented to the county council last week. We have a master plan on recreation, and we state in the application, or the county has in the past, we say your project proposals have to mirror what we talk about from the broader perspective in our master plan. And our master plan goes into demographics. It goes into our aging community demands. If we have five planning areas, and it focuses on those and where there are deficits for everything from park space to playgrounds. But it is going to be a time commitment, and when those meetings will be held at this point in time, I don't know. If they're going to be held in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. Typically, we start this process like in the previous year of an election year. And because of a number of reasons, it did not start last year. Now we're scrambling to do it in the next 90 days.
Do like the entire process or just start the process?
No, the entire process, because it's got to be evaluated then by council. Mm-hmm. And then after council does it, it has to be posted up by July or August, mm-hmm. I can't remember which, to go for the public to be noticed that there will be this item on the November ballot. So it's really, the timing of it is such that that everything has to move from the date of election backwards.
Yeah, no, I understand backwards planning that way. So you're saying within 90 days, we have to complete this series of meetings to review all the proposals that already are in process somewhere?
No, they're not. The application has not gone out yet. The council has not approved the master plan. They're doing that next Tuesday. Then the application will go out on the 20th. And then they'll be back in May. And then as of the first week of May, then we have May, June, and July to review them and make final recommendations. So if you have nothing at all going for the summer.
the committee would be meeting in May, June, and July?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, that's summer.
As a side note, I think it's totally cool. And if I wasn't, I'd be like, choose me. I would be tripping. I think it's a very cool thing to be a part of. I think it gives you an opportunity to have a voice in general recreation projects throughout the county. So if you have any questions, ask us. But I think it's cool.
My response,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm willing and I'm interested. A lot will depend on the timing. You know, if it's during the day, I definitely should be able to make work. I would gladly defer to anyone else, so who's interested as well.
Yeah, I think it sounds interesting, but if it's during the day, I'm definitely absolutely not, because I'm a teacher and no.
Yeah.
And evenings are rough too. There's other things going on.
Yeah.
Angela?
It also sounds interesting to me too, but similar to, was that Benny who said that? I think it would depend on the timing. So maybe if we can see the schedule, then we'll rock, paper, scissors or figure out how that might work best. Or that, is that too wishy-washy?
I don't think it is, especially the short notice. I think that you've brought up a good point about what time of day it is. And those are things that I'm not controlling. I'm not managing that board. Jen's not managing that board. And so we are kind of at the mercy of a process still outside of us. So I think if I have three of you that are interested, I'm grateful for that. And I think that's good enough for now. And we can proceed and get more information in the next couple of weeks to you. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's great for me.
Okay.
I think I'll defer to Benyon and Angela because I'm so stinking busy.
Oh, no, Deborah. I heard you say that you would be willing to do this. I think you're going to be part of the rocks, paper, scissors group. Okay. All right. Because we will still be having open space, too. Hopefully, I keep getting these words about certain applications that are going to be coming in that are going to be great assets for us. So I appreciate the work that we're doing here with this board as well. If there are no other discussions on that, then we'll move on to the second item that is an action item for a roll call vote. This is in regards to the two applications that we heard at the previous meeting. The first application, when I emailed all of you, I said I would call that B1 or 1B. It was the first application we heard and reviewed. I didn't hear about a need to have a greater detailed conversation from any of you, so we didn't put on the agenda the need to have a closed meeting or a closed portion of the meeting. So I can answer any questions or we can just go ahead with a vote on it. However you'd like to proceed.
I move that we recommend purchase of the B1 property.
Julie, the only question I had maybe, I know we kind of knew numbers and discussed those on the second one. We didn't really on the first one other than just kind of what their asking price was. So I'm assuming just our recommendations are going to be just general recommendations without getting into specifics of price on these.
Yes, and real estate is prepared to, we do have an appraisal, and real estate is prepared to call them with the information on the appraisal and negotiate a final price on that, maybe as soon as tomorrow.
Okay, great.
But they're in the vicinity. They're in the same area code, let's say.
Okay. And I'm okay with that. Just wanted to understand a little more. So,
and that's what I understood from our last meeting.
And we need a second on Deborah's motion.
Okay. Sorry. Was that a motion then, Deborah?
It was a motion to recommend purchase of the B1 property.
I will second that motion. So, and we'll call for a vote. Do we need a roll call when on the property purchases?
You can, but if it's unanimous, you don't necessarily need to.
Okay, we'll try it first then verbally. Any are all in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed?
Okay, so great.
All that unanimous.
Thank you. And then we had G2 was the second application. And Is there any clarification we need on that, or are you ready to make a motion?
Hearing no questions, I'll go ahead and move that we recommend acquisition of the G2 property as well.
And I will second that motion as well. So, all in favor of recommending purchase of this parcel, say aye.
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 Aye. And any opposed? Okay. We'll take care of that then as well. The motion passes.
Then you just need a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
But before you do that, I just want to tell you all again how much I appreciate working with all of you. Maybe I'll send out an email about having some, a time to talk about funding and have some time when we can get together, have more of an informational meeting, some discussions, and just have an ability to catch up and make sure we're all on the same page. And
that would be great.
Our applications are coming.
I know. It seems like we have at least newer to this board faces from staff, and so I think it'd always good to get to know each other a little better too. So,
and also, since the idea of merging the boards has gone by the wayside, I know that some of you worked hard to help get people to apply to be on the board, and then all of that kind of faded away in the change of administration with our division director, with open space, et cetera. But we're ready to try again. And so I believe Lauren is going to be posting something with that availability for districts 1, 3, 4, and 6. And so if you have knowledge of anybody that's interested in open space, we'll let you know when that's actually officially posted so that people can apply. We'd love to get folks filling those. And then there's a little more wiggle room for the four of you. If you go on vacation, it doesn't mean that we stop trying to purchase something. You know, somebody can be gone because there's enough people to still have a quorum. And right now, that's really difficult. We rely heavily on you.
Do you have a sense of the time frame when that might be posted? Like in the next 2 weeks, in the next 2 months?
I would guess that it will be sooner rather than later. We're trying to fill spots on our Parks and Rec Advisory Board, too. So we're trying to be strategic about our efforts, essentially. So I would say the next couple of weeks it'll be posted. And then if you have folks that have already applied or applied in sort of the last round, I'm almost positive we still have their applications on file, and we can look at older applications if you guys tell us like, yes, this person is still interested.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right. I will make a motion that we adjourn then.
All in favor? I'll second that.
Yes. Second that? Great. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye, everybody. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
I don't know where in Zion.